everyone. This is Art Gab. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Kendra.
And today we are excited to have artist Sandra
Zanetti.
Zanetti. Okay. Today we are excited to have Sandra Zanetti as our guest. Welcome.
Hello. What's up, Portland?
Sandra Zanetti is a creative practitioner combining independent research, audiovisual compositions, and writing. Her process is motivated by a desire to deconstruct the complexities of underlying systems and ideologies shaped by capital and technology. Zanetti weaves together physical compositions, which utilize her unique visual language, woven from a variety of world cultures, iconographies, socioeconomic theories, examining moments of destruction and innovation throughout history, in conjunction with her own worldview forged by the digital revolution. Zanetti has deep interests in language, embodiment, symbols, world building, and the cyclic. Time in regards to progression, innovation, and regression. Woo! In addition to that statement, do you want to explain what you do?
Yes, I'm a big nerd. That's about it. The end of the podcast. No. So my practice interweaves a lot of different theories from experts in their respective fields. So I consult with archaeologists and anthropologists, computer scientists, to kind of weave the story of history, where we are, and where we're going. Mm-hmm.
And you are originally from Chicago, and you spent a lot of time abroad, and most recently in New York, and now today we are in Iceland. So do you feel like those places all kind of find their way into your process?
Yeah, I can't really say which place influenced me the most, because I have so many different people that I talk to in these different communities that really come together as a big quilt in my work, I'd say.
Awesome. How you doing, Ashley?
Good. I guess we should let our viewers know, like, you guys are in Iceland, but I'm here in Oregon, so that's fun.
I went to your website, which I had a lot of fun poking around on there. There was one piece in particular about incorporated video and AI and the glass skull or glass head. It was a small installation, but I could tell that you did a lot of research beforehand about how AI kind of imagines place. I thought that was, so it seems really apparent, your process of like research and then bringing it into kind of a physical space with other people.
That piece in particular was combining my particular point of view with an AI's point of view. It's so funny, that piece is like so old now. I don't know, I've gone through a whole pandemic since that piece. But I think that's kind of an interesting starting point, actually. I think that piece in particular is when I started thinking more about these automated systems and how they're actually playing a role in documenting history or time and place.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the next question is, what does a day in the studio look like for you?
Honestly, every day is really different. Like for today, I have been programming an AI to take a text-based data set and create an image output. A lot of troubleshooting, and I'm somebody that really needs to know how things function before I can actually like utilize the tool. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my time is troubleshooting and learning and reading and researching and talking to different people.
So a lot of collaboration, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
You kind of like touched on it a little bit, but has your work or process surprised you at all due to the last couple of years with the pandemic and how it's changed how we go out and do things and everything like that?
Yeah, I think it's really shifted how I work. Since the lockdowns, I kind of moved my studio into my apartment. But I really did a deep dive in Unity and Ableton and a variety of other software. So I think, like, beefing up those muscles during the pandemic was kind of, like, a weird hibernation period. But also, I was running a gallery at the time. So I think I was thinking a lot about just world building in general and community building.
So I am kind of a novice when it comes to digital art. Could you explain a little bit more about, like, the aesthetics that you incorporate? And how does the viewer, like, interact with your artwork?
Yeah, so right now is such a pivotal point in my practice because I'm making larger, more interactive iterations of work that I've done before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I always hope that my work serves as a conversation point with these different revolutions, because I think we kind of exist in different eras of history, and even you read accounts of people living, but you're so concerned with, you know, caretaking or your work or anything else in your life that takes up time and space that it's difficult to actually take a step back and see how these systems function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And I like that you're touching on those things, and it seems like really important work. I feel like, and we were kind of talking about that too, is the places like the Museum of Jurassic Technology, yes, where it's framing artwork in a certain kind of like 19th century museum way of interacting with objects, almost like sets the stage for a certain kind of play or like playing with narrative, and in a way that helps us perceive ourselves in time and space in a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
And with a sense of humor too, which
the humor is always very important. Always. My main goal is to make people laugh, I think.
The toilet seat one on your website was pretty good with that.
Thank you. That's
a good one. Yeah. Y'all should check out her website. Ashley, you've checked out the website, right? I think. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was going to bring that up. It's really cool. It's like, I like how it's set up. It's, I don't know. Thank you. Like, people have to see it. For sure.
Check it out. SaundersandEddie.com.
Hours of fun right there.
Yeah, hours of fun, definitely. Get lost.
Ashley, do you want to ask any question? The next question? Or do you have any questions so far? It's hard because you're like 8-hour flight from here.
I'm picturing you as a hologram, just so you know.
I am a hologram.
Ooh.
Do I even exist? It's really cool. It's kind of a weird coincidence, but I don't know if you've seen it, but like one of my favorite cartoons but now it's a book, so I saw it first as a cartoon, but I found it in a book, in a short story by an author, but it's called Zima Blue.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
So, like, on Netflix, there's, I think it's called Love, Death, and Robots or something like
that. I've heard of this, yeah. I feel like I've watched a couple of episodes.
Yeah, you guys will have to watch it after this, because it's about a artificial intelligence, like, artist. And it's really good. But, like, your artwork kind of reminds me of that. So,
super cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah. There's, like, some, like, underlying apocalyptic feel to what you do. Like, in a good way, but, like...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, recently, because I'm in Iceland, I've been reading the Poetic Edda. And... I don't know, the way that the Edda actually talks about Ragnarok is so interesting, because it's more of this, like, collapse of the world into something that's, like, much better. It's almost like cleaning up the bad stuff in the one and then just kind of filtering through these utopian narratives. I don't know. So I do think about the apocalypse, but honestly, I think a lot of my work is toying with the fact that if you're thinking about the apocalypse, it's only because the narrative of, like, neoliberalism and the narrative of communism have both kind of, you know, proved themselves to be problematic. Mm-hmm. So if you're in this position where you don't really understand, like, the actual history of the world because of, like, the two stories that are presented to you are both flawed in many ways, it just brings you to think about the apocalypse. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and decentralizing the human part is, I think, part of what I'm reacting to is, like the artist's hand is not initially apparent in your work. I mean, I get that you made this work, but, like, you could kind of suspend that.
Yeah.
Just for a minute, like, the, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I toy with, like, hiding my identity when I present a work, or just having it not exactly attached. I mean, it's on my website, and it's there, and it's obviously authored by me, but, like, the actual notion of authorship is really problematic for me, especially since I'm working with so many different voices that it's, like, I don't know, I just kind of feel like a funnel for this information more than, like, the actual auteur. Yeah.
The distance, Ashley, between you and I want to make sure I give you space to talk.
Oh, no, I'm enjoying listening, but we do need to know what your superpower would be.
Oh, yes.
Oh, a superpower.
You had one.
One that I want?
No, like, if you could choose any superpower, what would it be?
Definitely invisibility. I want invisibility because I want access to places that I don't have access to. Like, I need this. I need to go to Area 51. I need to be in the Vatican Library. I need to know what these things hold, you know? I don't know. That's probably... I don't
That's
know. I kind of want to say time travel, but that would get way too scary too fast, I think. So, yeah, invisibility.
That's a good one. You, like, sneak, like a little spy.
Yeah. I want to get in the mainframe.
What about you, Ashley? Do you have a superpower that you're really dying to try out?
Well, I'm always, you know, up for the flying, but the invisible one is good. Like, definitely getting into places that I normally wouldn't go. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I also want to see how people function in my life when I'm not, like, around. Like, who are they, you know? I only know this fraction of them. I find that so interesting. I feel like if I were to fly, I'd actually dislike it pretty quickly. The bugs and everything would probably make it a little miserable.
So many bugs in your teeth. Just like, ugh.
Just get like a little like helmet with windshield wipers and you'll be good.
yes, definitely.
Ashley, I gotta tell you, by the way, where we are. We are at the Fish Factory in Stuttgart, Iceland. And it's the coolest music studio ever, Ashley. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really sexy.
It's like 1974 sexy. There's like wood paneling everywhere, and there's like a rock wall, and like
a lot of guitar pedals.
A ton of guitar pedals.
Yeah.
And these really cool lights that like look straight out of like
IKEA.
Yeah, I was gonna say a bar, yeah. Like, but yeah, kind of IKEA. Yep,
but, you know, like Nordic chic.
It's very Nordic chic.
Yeah,
and outside the window you can see the fjord and the fish. No, you can't see the fish. You can see the ducks on the fjord. But
awesome! Yeah, all the pictures you've been sending me are cool. It looks like a lot of interesting like creatures, but kind of similar. Atmosphere is Oregon, but
oh, do you want to hear some stories, some elf stories?
Yes.
Sorry, what were you going to say about Oregon?
Oh no, just like similar plant life, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm not there, but there's a really loud helicopter going over my house right now. Sorry about
that. Are they looking for you?
Oh, great! Hide, Ashley. Hide. There are a lot of similarities with, like, the Oregon coast, for sure, here. Okay, elf story. Do you want to tell the...
I can't tell the story. I'm a bystander in this story.
Okay, we have one. We've been collecting, like, dead birds, dead seabirds, because they're kind of everywhere here.
For context, for that particular part, I'm putting them in resin for one of these pieces.
She's creating artwork. you're immortalizing these birds. Yes. That's kind of beautiful. Well, we had them in the front kind of open foyer of the fish factory. And I got to the studio early one morning, and they were kind of all spread out in front of the door. It was really weird, like something or someone had come in and gone through them. And back up a little bit. I said, I found a bird for Sandra. This is our friendship. I found Sandra a bird. And
we are cats.
I said, you could have the whole thing, but I want a foot. I want to take a foot and turn it into a piece of artwork. She's like, okay. Well, when I came the other day and everything was splayed out in front of the door, the foot was missing.
How crazy.
Of all of these treasures,
the one thing you said aloud.
I think that there's elves playing tricks on us.
I think it's you. Like, you're communicating somehow.
I know. So, if you don't know this...
I think I'm too short to...
you don't know this, Ashley, the Hildafolk, or the hidden people here, it's a big deal. Like, they really take the elf stories seriously.
Yeah, you can actually go to elf school here. There's a study book in the library.
Yep. So, it's nice. Quite possible that someone's playing a trick on us. My phone went missing.
A bachelorette in
yes.
elf studies.
Yes. My BFA in elf studies. But yeah, my phone went disappearing the other day too, and it showed up right where I looked for it. So I think there is someone playing a trick on me.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably some truth to it. I mean, us Americans are making fun of it, but it's probably like a real thing there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain energy here too. Mm-hmm. I can't exactly explain what it is, but I mean,
you guys in a vortex of some sort, elf vortex.
Yeah, I mean, just the idea that Iceland is the Earth's youngest landmass. I don't know, that gives me something. Like, there's something weird and fresh and strange, like, within the soil. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just because we're so close to the Arctic Circle, and there's no sunset, by the way.
Yeah, there's no darkness here.
Yes, it's 24 hours of light, and it's really off-putting. I was walking home from the studio at, like, 1 in the morning the other day, and it was so eerie because the lampposts were on, it was broad daylight, but I knew it was 1 in the morning, no humans around. Really, really post-apocalyptic, like, yeah, I don't know. I was walking really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like...
super weird. Yeah. I don't know. That would bother me. Do you guys have, like, really good blackout curtains for sleeping?
Yes.
I came prepared with a sleepy mask.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think when I talked to you on the phone yesterday, Ashley, it was like 9:30 at night. I was walking outside. It would have been more eerie, but some guy was mowing his lawn, so it kind of made it less. It's kind of eerie, but then also really kind of funny here. It's funny. It's kind of hilarious, right? Yeah. So, okay, back to the written questions. So you've told us what superpower you'd want to have.
Yes.
What superpower do you already have?
That's tough. That's really tough. I feel like it might be, I don't know, experimentation in general. Like, I'm always proxying things and, like, toying with it. I don't know, I feel like a mad scientist at times. That I'm just kind of, like, going through these weird processes and hypotheses and whatnot, so... Yeah, I guess. Is it a superpower, experimentation? I don't know.
I think so. Do you accept that answer, Ashley?
I mean, I'm not strong, so I can't fly.
No, I think like experimentation is great because some people get so stuck in one way of doing things, you know, and they don't break out from that. So that's a really good one.
Well, and it probably opens up your audience, too. Because I remember I did an installation with Christopher a few years ago, and we collaborated with a cosmologist, someone that studies the cosmos, and it was really cool to see his perspective on visual
that's so
art.
Cool.
Like, but I bet that it like expands your audience too to have all these different people collaborating with you.
I think they kind of get absorbed into this strange universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's great.
What about you, Kendra? You haven't said what you want your superpower to be this week.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I've been sleeping so badly lately that I feel like my superpower, I want my superpower to be able to sleep whenever I want. I want to be able to sleep when I say I'm going to go to sleep. I want my body to listen to me.
So you want supreme control.
Yes. No, I don't know. I don't know. I have. I guess I'll go with that one then.
Fair. Would be useful here.
Yeah. To sleep without blackout curtains. That would be great.
So what's next for you? What are you up to next, Sandra?
Oh boy. There's so much going on lately, actually. So I'm here now, obviously, and that's quite big. And then upon my return to New York, I'm having an exhibition with Kunstram in the summertime. And after that, I'm actually moving to London to start my master's degree at the University of the Arts London, Central St. Martin's.
Well, that's exciting. Have you been to London before?
Yeah, I've been several times, and I feel like London is kind of one of those places that I initially overlooked, but it's always played a sort of important role in who I am and who I've, like, come to be.
Ashley and I went there a few years ago, and... Do you remember the name of that cool cemetery that we went to, Ashley?
I don't.
I think it's the one that Freddie Mercury's buried at.
Oh, wow.
And there's some great cemeteries in
London. Yeah, I definitely like a good cemetery. Evidently, there's one here. You saw it. I haven't been yet, but... Yeah. But what were the dates like? I'm curious.
They were kind of all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Do you think since Iceland is such a young country, there are more people alive here than dead? Maybe that's a dumb question, but I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably not.
Well, and then the Vikings, they didn't bury their dead, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're in the water.
The idea of the cemetery is a new thing.
Yeah.
There's a boat going by.
Hello, fisherman. I didn't know that Iceland was, like, the youngest earth formation.
Yeah, actually, there's a small island off of the coast that's forming right now as well. And only, like, specifically trained scientists can go to it and step on it.
So,
I'm very jealous. Like, volcanic.
Yeah.
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 Did you hear about the Vanishing Island?
No.
Sorry, Ashley, what were you saying?
Oh, sorry. What did you say? I cut out.
Oh, I was just saying that I heard about... I've been listening to a lot of Icelandic ghost stories. And apparently there was an island that was, like, recorded by multiple different map makers. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, disappeared.
What?
It was, like, a disappearing island.
Wow. I'd like to read into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking of, like, the idea of making a new nation and the processes that would take place in this. I don't know, I feel like that's, like, a future project.
I was going to say that sounds like your work, like,
yeah.
Fits along with your artwork.
I wanted to do, like, this whole bureaucratic system where you have to, like, get a visa and you actually have to bring your passport and get something in it. Yeah, I don't know. I've just been thinking about that, but I thought about calling it Niceland.
Terrible.
Where everything is nice.
Oh man, don't say that out loud or they'll kick you out of Iceland.
Oof. Rewind, cut the cameras.
Did we do all the questions, Ashley?
I think so. I feel like I've learned so much and thinking a lot about, I don't know, just like Iceland for sure. And just like your artwork is so great. I can't wait to like look more into it. And it's just very creative.
Oh, whoa. Thank you. I hope I get to meet you sometime soon. I'm probably going to be in Portland at some point in the next 2 years or so.
Ashley's really creative, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you would like to see her work.
Oh, I'd love to see it, yeah. Drop a link. Oh. Find me on Instagram. It's just my name again.
Yes, for sure. But I am just a hologram, so.
That's okay, I am too.
Well, you guys have so much fun. So it's like 1 o'clock here. What time is it there?
It is 8 o'clock here. But it looks like it could be any time of day. I've kind
You're
of
like,
been sticking.
The time. It could be any time.
Yeah, really. I've been sticking to this schedule where I'm just kind of sleeping when I'm tired and working when I'm not, and it's weird to not have the nighttime. And I think I might be afraid of the dark when I return.
I know I'm going to be afraid.
You're
of
like,
dark.
What is the dark? Yeah. I don't even know anymore.
I was born in the dark.
It is really otherworldly, though. Right now, the fog is so thick that it looks like that could be just the edge of the world right there. Like,
yeah, sometimes the mountains actually disappear entirely behind this thick fog.
It's wild.
And it feels like I'm in, like, some kind of rendering that forgot to put the mountains in.
It's all
very
digital.
Weird. Yeah.
On that note,
everybody that has nighttime, be thankful.
Be thankful for the night. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Yeah,
today.
Thank you, Kendra and Ashley. Ashley, sorry.
Phone.
Hologram.
Ashley.
I know. I'm not real, guys. We'll definitely put a lot of this on our website. stumptowncreative.com. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, all the places. So, yeah.
Sweet. Yay! Woo!
All right.